Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Miki Wang. Miki, you are the CEO and co-founder of it's Endeavor, and it's spelled N-D-E-V-R.io. That's the website, Endeavor.io. Miki, it's great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
A fellow Orlandian, I might add, just down the road from me, but very grateful to get connected. Before we start talking about the work that you do with Endeavor, what are you doing lately, Miki, for fun? What are you geeking out on? What are you into lately?
It was interesting because if you ask me the same question 5 years ago, it's going to be completely different. But I moved here about 3 years ago. And then with that, this is a whole Disney area. And I'm geeking out on, and there's like whole new things coming up with the Universal Studio.
Yeah,
I'm geeked out. I'm following what's going on and what's going to happen with all these parks and Disney and all that.
So a fellow theme park nerd. I love it. So just for those who don't know, there is a brand new theme park as of when we're recording this. We actually have our early preview as pass holders. I think it's in 3 weeks. Yeah. So we're really excited. My son's already been, I think twice, because his girlfriend works at Universal Studios. And just everything I've seen is it's just so remarkable. But was that, did you intentionally move to Orlando based on kind of like the location?
Well, not necessarily. Well, kind of, because we got an Airbnb. So we got into that. So when we're putting that together, my husband's actually very into putting decorations and for the hot theming and everything. He wanted to work at one of those places as like Imagineer.
Yeah.
So when he was doing that, we just decided like, why don't we just move? So like that's what happened.
Yeah, that's so funny.
We're always the theme park fanatics.
we came down here for spring break, and then my last company started taking off. So we're like, I guess we could buy a house, and where should we live? And so we just thought, well, we can live anywhere. So why don't we live someplace fun? Orlando seems to offer quite a bit, especially if you got young kids, which we did at the time. So it's been a great place to raise a family. But Miki, let's go ahead and talk about Endeavor and tell me about the work that you do.
So we are a WordPress development company. So we do development, maintenance, migration, and all that. So unlike other traditional agencies, we only focus on technology portion. So we don't do any creative work, but we do focus on development, migration, and making sure that everything on the website. And our client base is digital media publishing enterprise level. So they have over a million page view per month. So with that, you know, the platform, the website is actually their platform that has to work very well. So we try to do in three pillars, which is like audience experience, editor experience, the developer experience. So it's like a three-legged stool that all three pillar has to balance and work together in order to be successful. So that's our main thing. So we differentiate ourselves with that. And we, like I said before, we only do technology work. We partner with different creative agencies or even work with the clients, media or the creative departments to work together. So we're just kind of niching down and making sure that we're the technology expert for them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the state of the union for WordPress. Where are we today? I remember, when we, I've been just a WordPress devotee for over a decade.
Yeah.
And now I know that there are so many platforms, that folks may be running aspects of their website on. But what's going on in WordPress world over the past year or so?
So WordPress, it's interestingly enough, it's over more than 20 years now. So
yeah, crazy.
It was a 20-year anniversary. I don't remember exactly. But yeah, so over the course of the years, they started as a blogging tool. So a lot of people still think it's just doing blogging tool, but it just developed into completely full, I don't know, like robust thing that you can do anything with. Because there are certain, some applications are like just like Internet of Things. So it's just kind of like the back end where editorial is doing their thing, but the actual front end side of it is completely different from websites. So there's just applications. So one of the example, we had a client that we did the content creation on the WordPress side, but the actual front end side was a video screen that actually feature into a different hallway video instead of website. So there's various things that you can do, and you can do a lot of different things. So like even the White House is using it. So like now, I think it was a couple of years ago, the stat is a 43% of the websites is hosted by WordPress.
And I think most of us realize, webs or WordPress is just, it's an infrastructure, it's a system, it's a platform that, I remember just how exciting it was to just browse through all of the different available plugins and themes that you can use, which is so exciting because at the time I used to be a web developer way back in the day. And it's like WordPress just made speed to getting a website put together so much faster and then not have to pay for all this custom coding for all of these different things because it was so ubiquitous. Miki, do you mind sharing a little bit specifically about the types of clients that you work with?
So we, our main client base are digital media clients. So like a digital publishers, like a news publishers or like a periodical publishers. And then they do have a lot of contents, including like videos and like images or events or like a live events going on. So we usually deal with like a bigger scale clients that has a lot of integration with the ads and like different other things that you do on the websites. So their scale is a little higher. So like, but with that, we do have smaller clients that kind of like just kind of host smaller scale like content publishing, but they still do a lot of content publishing day to day. So that's like our main client base.
Yeah. And so how do people typically find you? Because obviously there's a lot of ways. I guess if you were to talk about Endeavor's USP or, what makes you Endeavor stand out compared to just hiring a developer on Upwork, just kind of Google searching around and trying to find a solution. Where does Endeavor fit in?
It's very cliche to say, but it's like we're the experts on that and doing this for a long time. So my co-founder and I were in the industry for a long time. We started, actually, especially for my co-founder, he actually started in a digital like a media, like a Time Inc. And he worked at MTV and those areas. And when I'm from New York area. So when I worked there, our clients are pretty much like the higher publishing companies. So I worked at Hearst before and Time Inc., New York Times and companies like that. And they were our former clients as well. So usually with this bigger enterprise clients, they are referral based. So like they usually like to work with the people they already know or their peers already have credibility with. So our clients were usually from the referral base, and we're trying to do a little more outreach with like a different types of ads or things like that now. But we just started, but previously we're predominantly referral base, and then the people we used to work with are old cork or going to a different company, because the media, digital media industries, I think it's probably same with any other industries. Like it gets small when you know people. So like, it's like it's everyone knows each other and they go to a different company pretty much in the same industry. So with that, if you're working in an industry, you got to know people well. And once you are known for creating a great work, you kind of became the people that you go to.
Yeah. And Miki, in terms of like your own company growth and client growth, I mean, where do most of your clients come from, and what do you do to attract clients as kind of an agency and a web development specialist?
A lot of it were referral, like from older clients or even other agencies too. Because since we used to do other CMSs, like an open source or other, like the Adobe ones or our Drupal or Laravel, or just the custom CMS and all these other ones before, but we decided to niche down to WordPress. So with that, we do work with other agencies a lot. So we refer to other, it's like some people think that's a competitor, but when you work together very well, it's not always a competitor. You kind of help each other. So we will refer different Drupal agencies that if there's like a Drupal work come in, and then they will actually refer us to WordPress clients. So we do have a lot of that kind of a partnership going on. And also same with the, because we don't do hosting, so we deal with we actually partner with the managed hosting, because the scale that we're dealing with, we want to make sure that we provide that we recommend a dedicated hosting that can do 24/7 99% 999 uptime. So with that's something that we want to make sure that we refer to a credible managed hosting. So we partner with them, and they refer us some clients as well.
Excellent. All right. So maybe you could share a little bit about what are best practices for high performing websites today? I mean, obviously, on your website, you talk about speed. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty important, of course. But aside from that, just from a user experience standpoint or user interface standpoint, are any trends that you've been doing a lot more, like, or as if you've been doing facelifts of particular websites? Like, what are people asking for?
So we do a light audit just to initially do, and we actually provide a free audit just for the client, for the potential clients or someone to just kind of understand where they stand. So we provide that, so you can just go to our website to find that if you want. But when you do it, you want to make sure that that so basic like a legal stuff is there too. And then making sure that your page loads correctly and all there's like any broken images and things like that. So making sure that those are intact. And also you want to make sure you monitor frequently and regularly. And then we try to provide the continuous monitoring just to make sure that before something goes down, we can catch it beforehand. So the basic things like that. And also any security updates, like you want to make sure that the bot's not really attacking you. The forms have security measures so that you're not getting hit by a bot, but actually getting the people connecting with your websites and things like that. There's small things like that, but there's a lot more you can do. But in the basic level, you want to make sure that your page renders and then it doesn't take way long time. So like performance and then basic security. And also some of the sites that collecting data, you need to make sure all the cookie consent and all the appropriate legal ramification is there.
Yeah. Okay. So your website is endevr.io. It's ndevr.io. Do you have resources? Like, what would you recommend for someone that's they're listening to our conversation? By the way, I should point out you've worked with some pretty big brands, Univision, Bloomberg, and again, folks can kind of see some of your portfolio on your website. But what are next steps for our friend that's listening to this conversation?
Oh, if you want to find us, you can go to just endevr.io/contact. And then there's a form that we can do a free consultation to kind of figure out where you stand and how we can help.
Yeah. Hey, how is, I know WooCommerce is obviously a core component of WordPress. What's up with WooCommerce lately?
So WooCommerce is a e-commerce portion. So it's a plugin based, but it's an e-commerce. So you can do pretty much extensive e-commerce platform with WooCommerce. And WooCommerce is actually bought by Automattic, which is who created WordPress. So it's part of them. So the security and then actual maintenance is better after they acquire WooCommerce. So, but one thing that we always, for our WooCommerce clients, we want to make sure that if you're going to have a WooCommerce, make sure that you have a credible managed hosting, because you're dealing with a lot of sensitive information, as not to mention and like payments and then client information going on. So you want to make sure that you're on a secure platform. So for that, we always recommend that make sure that you kind of invest in managed hosting that where the security is monitored by them 24/7.
Yeah. All right. Miki Huang, again, your website, endeavor.io. Miki, it's been a great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.